everybody. Welcome back to the Anti-Media Radio. You're here with LaVon. Happy Friday. It is May 22nd, 2015. Thanks for joining us. We're so happy to have our program here on UCY. Monday through Friday, same time, same station. You guys can check out our archives of past shows on YouTube as well. As soon as we're done with this one, it'll instantly be uploaded, so you can always have them in case you miss something. We throw a lot of information at you guys. There's a lot of stuff going on right now. Tomorrow, globally, there's going to be the March Against Monsanto, so I'll be covering that this evening. I'm actually reporting live, you guys. I'm so stoked. I am in San Diego near the beach in Claremont for the Overpass Light Brigade. There, people are having an action with some illuminated sites. They're going to be making a statement encouraging the public to research about Monsanto, just to know what they're doing as a corporation. So we're going to have some different community leaders throughout the evening stopping in the program and talking to us about why they're here, what they feel about Monsanto, how it plays a role in their lives, and more importantly, what they're going to do to make a difference. We have a really cool article up on the website right now called 5 Pro-Science Reasons to March Against Monsanto Tomorrow, so we'll be covering that. And I would thank you guys for being here. Do you want to say anything to the audience?
I got to, like, work this up. We're getting a little rain coming in here from the south.
Okay.
We're going to have to, like, tip the signs up.
Yeah, people are concerned right now because it literally just started raining. So they're going to be affected by that. So we'll see if everyone continues to stand out here in the rain and hold their signs. So do you guys know about Monsanto? What are your thoughts? You can call in. I am taking calls tonight despite being live. Make sure you guys come say hello, okay? Sorry, I was mingling earlier, finding us some cool peoples to talk to. They're all excited because I'm hanging out in my retired police cruiser, which is painted like an old hippie car, if you can imagine. Some kind of a spectacle out here. But I was going to tell you guys that make sure you call into the show. I'd really like to take your calls. The number is 1-718-717-8296. Don't be afraid. I'm nice, I promise. So up on the website right now at theantimedia.org. is the article that I spoke of titled 5 Pro-Science Reasons to March Against Monsanto Tomorrow. We just posted this recently and people are sharing it like crazy. They like it. So I'll read it to you now. This is by Nick Burnaby. He says that the Monsanto company is everyone's least favorite corporation because of their bad reputation around the world. I'm sorry? Broadcasting? Do you want to say something to the audience? We're talking about Monsanto. You can come sit down if you want.
I'll be right there.
Okay. Okay. It looks like we're going to have someone join us in our little mobile studio here. How exciting, you guys! So go ahead and introduce yourself to the audience. And everyone knows that we're here supporting the cause and what's going on around the world tomorrow. I've encouraged people to call in because we can take calls tonight. So go ahead and tell the people your name and what you do in the community. And what I would like you to address is, what do you know about Monsanto? Why are you here? And what do you see in the future from the result of tomorrow's actions?
Okay, everybody out there. This is Peter Roman, and I have a background in cancer research. And after numerous years of studying all of this, I found out about what the GMOs are all about. In fact, last summer I was in my home state of Iowa, and they were growing the Monsanto version of, it's called Roundup Ready corn, Roundup Ready soybeans, and Roundup Ready alfalfa. Now, the glyphosate is the active ingredient in Roundup, the herbicide. And it is what's called a disruptive element for the hormonal system, the people that are consuming GMO food and not even knowing it are putting themselves in higher risk group for different types of cancer, kidney disease, and we need to make the people of all that. That's one reason why media has dropped the ball on all of this.
And it's really amazing that you mentioned that as your main point. We wrote an article today in the Anti-Media, and that was point number one of why people should march, is the United World Health Organization declared glyphosate the active ingredient in Roundup carcinogenic. And they admitted this. And this company is still allowed to practice and knowingly harm us. And that's exactly the reason why we need to tell people.
The word has to get out, LaVon.
It does.
And unfortunately, the media has been silenced and or censored, whatever you want to call it. But I was on an AM radio station this morning for about 35, almost 40 minutes, telling the Hispanic community about the negative effects of GMOs. And in Spanish, it's transgenicos, but nevertheless, it winds up being the same thing, mm-hmm. Genetically modified organisms. In this case, for food, it could be a plant or an animal. You know, people that are eating chicken or beef have no idea what the animals that they're eating actually fed on. Well, 9 times out of 10, it's going to be the Roundup Ready corn, Roundup Ready soybeans, or Roundup Ready alfalfa, or the combination.
And people wonder, and I hope you can explain this to them, because you know people don't understand biology. Why does it matter what the animals eat, the ones we consume? Well, why does that matter?
Well, okay, that's a good point, LaVon. What happens is through the food chain, as we're up higher on the food chain than, for example, the steer or the chicken, because the chicken eats the lower. But the thing is in nature, a chicken's not going to eat a food that has glyphosate in it as a residue. And to add insult to injury, just the fact that it's genetically modified puts the human digestive tract into a tailspin because it can't produce the necessary enzymes to
break it down
to break it mm-hmm. down and to extract the food nutrients out of it.
So it's important that you mention that. It's become quite an epidemic. I work in the health field, and a lot of my patients suffer from things, myself included, something we call Crohn's disease, something we called leaky gut syndrome, something we called Hashimoto's, something we called, you know, all these autoimmune diseases. And I truly, as a healthcare practitioner, in my opinion, I think the things that we call autoimmune disease is the body's defense mechanism responding to the things we are doing to our our genetically altered way of eating. You know what I mean? Our bodies are responding.
Well, you know, you're right. Also comes into play the free radicals that are part of the problem, because the free radicals are damaging the DNA structure, and that's how one of the reasons why cancer gets going so well when a person's consuming repeatedly not just plants, fruit, or vegetables, but consuming the animals that ate those fruits or vegetables. Mm-hmm. And see, then it's more concentrated.
And what happens is, on a cellular level, your biology is being corrupted. And how sad is it that for thousands of years, your ancestors were so choosy with whom they shared their precious genetic information? And all the cells inside of you, Peter, all trillion, 30 trillion of them, come from your lineage of family encounters.
Right.
So essentially, you're mating via consumption of food with some strange man you've never met. Think about that. Some stranger that you've never met who works in a lab under a microscope is essentially mating with you via cell sex, unbeknownst to you, when you eat their food. When you put it to the people that way, they're going to get upset. It's truth. And that's the perspective I've been taking lately. I'm not saying it's good or bad. I'm just saying, do you want to have sex with someone you've never met? Because that's
it. Sounds a little bit bizarre.
But is it essentially what is not occurring on a cellular level, coming from a man of understanding to the extent of mine regarding cells? That's what's happening.
It is, and it's sad because the DNA of the fruit or vegetable, it gets altered.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, right as we speak in Los Angeles, I don't know if you're aware of it, Levon, but the city of Los Angeles is suing Monsanto for misrepresentation of their herbicide Roundup.
I didn't know that was occurring.
Yeah, that's right now. I have the file that I could send you.
I would love that. We could post that in, on the chat here so that people can look at it. I'll make a note to do that. Or make sure you guys check it out. If it's happening, I'm sure there's information on it. But we definitely want that file.
Yeah.
And I want you to tell the people, besides your background in cancer research and the effects of their products, what else do you know about Monsanto as a company?
Well, just for one, they have been involved back in the 60s with the development of Agent Orange that was used in the Vietnam War. And I just spoke last weekend with a man that had negative health effects due to Agent Orange. And he hasn't, he needs to file for, for help in regards to his ailments that he has now as a result of being exposed to Agent Orange. He said that helicopters were going over his platoon, spraying everybody mm-hmm. with this Agent Orange mm-hmm. substance. And a lot of them had all different types of ailments, including cancer.
And that's a point that we also make in the article. You guys, I'm going to warn you, though, there are some really graphic links about what this chemical did and is still doing to people because of what it did to them on a genetic level. And that's been seen decades later. And what's going to happen to us in 40 years? What are our children going to be doing or saying? Because of the aftermath of this.
Definitely, we're living in very scary times right now. And what's scary to me, Levon, is the fact that the majority of people have no idea of the danger that lurks in their supermarket.
It's a terrible thing. And I want to get back to how it's processed in the digestive system, because that's a very good point to make. And we talk a lot about health on this program tremendously. And what's important to understand is when your body eats food, right, it's a fuel. And your body breaks it down, and whatever isn't usable is waste, okay? So the first place that digestion occurs is in your mouth. And your body processes it slowly. You chew, then you swallow. It goes into your stomach, and your stomach breaks things down. Then you have your intestines, small and large, right?
In fact, you're right. In the mouth, the saliva will help break down the starches.
Exactly. So that's why it's important to chew. Okay, so that's less energy for your internal body to use when you chew your food. You give it more surface area, more things to absorb from. So in your gut is where your immune system lives. That's the first place of defense. Your body goes, this is an invader. We need to attack now. Right?
Right.
So when you eat these poisons, instead of going, ooh, we've got these wonderful nutrients to give us what we need to survive, your body goes, ah! And you activate this military little complex inside of you that goes fight, 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 fight. And then your body's spending
energy. It's a foreign substance.
Your body's spending energy to fight, and it's not getting what it needs. Why do you think people have chronic fatigue? Why do you think people are depressed? Why do you think people are anxious? Well, you're chronically malnourished.
Well, glyphosate has been also linked to autism. I don't know. You probably already know that, LaVon.
Yeah, I do know that. And
kidney disease. My brother developed, he didn't know anything about GMOs, and he's pretty young compared to me. He's in his early 50s, and he developed polycystic kidney disease.
Oh, that's terrible.
And his kidneys went down to zero on functioning, and he had to go on to dialysis.
And the kidney is the filter of the body. So your his filter was overloaded.
That's true. Now, I have no way to know for sure, but just the fact that it all happened within the last 10 or 12 years leads me to believe that he was consuming food that had high concentrations of GMOs, genetically modified organisms, and with the added dose of glyphosate residues. You were talking earlier, LaVon, about the digestive tract. Well, mm-hmm. well, the beneficial flora in the intestinal mm-hmm. tract gets damaged by the glyphosate and the genetically modified food.
And those are the little guys. Your whole body has bacteria, good and bad. And you need the balance of the two. And what happens is when you get sick, you take an antibiotic because that's typical in our culture. And you know what happens is you kill all the flora.
That's true.
You kill good and bad.
But did you know, LaVon, that right now as we speak, doctors are prescribing probiotics.
I've been saying that for years.
But the problem is now... I don't know if it was a pharmacy that's owned by Monsanto, but they're genetically modified probiotics.
Oh my God!
Yeah, and so the doctor is prescribing these probiotics, and they're so people out there, if you're going to be taking probiotics, make sure that the source is a source that's reliable and non-GMO. In fact,
I know of some good companies. Do you know any good companies?
Well, I have one for just vitamin C. Most vitamin C that you get at any pharmacy in America, generally speaking, it's made with genetically modified corn. That's how they extract it. Same thing holds true with the high fructose corn syrup. It's another byproduct of this genetically modified corn mm-hmm. that the Monsanto's Roundup Ready corn. So, we have government agencies, and I don't need to mention the names of them, but they should be doing their job to protect us. That's what they're for.
It's true.
But they're not doing their job.
And people are coming together, though, and people are sharing knowledge. This is year four of pretty much global-wide march against Monsanto. We're marching tomorrow. You want to talk about that, what we're doing in our city and what we've been working on? Besides this event right now, we're over the highway, and people are holding up signs. And what does it say? It says, Stop Monsanto.
Stop Monsanto, and then it has the date 5/23/15, and then it says MAM, March Against Monsanto, and then SD for San Diego. And we're here in San Diego, California right now.
It's true. And we're going to meet tomorrow in Balboa Park. We're hoping to start about 11 o'clock with some key speakers. We're going to have a little march, and then we're going to have a little community event. In this year, we want to focus on solutions. People know about Monsanto. We want to capture the ones who don't know, but we are going to try and propose some things to people that they can do. And what do you think is the most powerful thing people can do?
To tell when they go to the supermarket, whether it be one of the ones like Sprouts or now Trader Joe's, they claim that they all of their line of products that has the Trader Joe's name on it are GMO free. However, I think I would encourage corporate headquarters for Trader Joe's to, hey, we're going to label on our packages that they've been verified GMO free. Mm-hmm. Not just say that they're GMO free, but there has to be some agency that's reliable to actually inspect and verify that whatever someone says is true. In recent times, I'm sure you're aware of, LaVon, that it's Chipotle Mexican Grill. They came out with an announcement that all of the items on their menu are GMO free. And you know, they're for a fast food restaurant.
That's huge.
That really speaks well of them, and hopefully other fast food restaurants. One I have in mind is Rubio's.
Mm-hmm.
Rubio's is selling tilapia, which I know for a fact that the tilapia that's farm raised or the salmon that's farm raised has high concentrations of toxins, including glyphosate and genetically modified organisms that the tilapia had been fed, or the salmon. In fact, a lot of times, some of our listeners out there, I'm sure they have seen at the supermarket where they sell farm-raised salmon. It says color added. That should give you a little tip right there that there's something wrong. Make sure that you tell the manager at the store where you buy your fruits and vegetables that you want more organic or at least verified GMO-free. As soon as the population gets more awareness of this problem about the GMOs, then the price, there's going to be more production of organic and the prices are going to go down.
Mm-hmm.
50 years ago, almost everything was more organic than it is today. I mean, excuse me, more natural. Because back in the late 60s, early 70s, I worked for an organic farm, and we grew all different vegetables, mostly vegetables.
Thank you for sharing all that information. And you're right, it's really important that people use their voice, and your dollars are your vote. You don't only vote during election time. Anytime that you spend money, you are making a conscious decision of how your world's going to be shaped. So if you are telling the people who demand or depend on your dollar, you know, I shop at the same store. I'm loyal to these stores. If I stopped going there, it would be a deficit. So if you tell them, like, I'm your patron here and these are the things that I want, and the market where I go to, they take suggestions, and if you write them down, they address them within a week and they post them on the wall, and they meet their customers' desires. And any good business is going to do that for you.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to do that for
you.
Well,
for example, at Sprouts, where I do buy some of my organic produce, one time the produce manager told me, he says, don't buy those tomatoes. They're GMO tomatoes. In fact, they're putting genes from fish in a tomato.
Mm.
Can you imagine in a it could be Monsanto, or it could be Syngenta, it could be DuPont. Someone is producing a genetically modified tomato that has DNA of a fish. And
what's that going to do to us?
There's a YouTube video, and I don't have his name, Burke, and I can't remember. 11-year-old boy If you go on YouTube, 11-year-old boy owns Monsanto. Have you seen that one? And that 11-year-old boy, you know, when he gets older, I want to vote for him to be president, because he's got it right on the money. He says it as it is. And I've been showing that I'm a teacher, and I've been showing that little video in classes in high school, and they just, they drop their jaw. They can't believe this 11-year-old boy is that knowledgeable about GMOs. And he says, the 11-year-old, Burke is his first name. I can't remember his last name. He says, we're led to believe that cows graze on grass and pigs roll in the mud. But he says he found out that that's not true. Mm-hmm. And it was really, you've seen it, so you know what I'm talking about.
He's profound, and he's right.
Yeah.
And that's an awesome testament to our work. How long have you been standing out in the rain teaching people about things that could benefit them?
Well, I haven't been out in the rain too much because you allowed me to come in and talk to your audience.
Oh, you know what I mean? Just speaking poetically, like in general, like it's a sacrifice. You sacrifice your time and you're here.
Right. Well, you know, like I didn't go to work today. I called in as an absentee teacher because I wanted to go on to the radio station, which I did. And I was on air for between 30 and 40 minutes this morning on an AM station, and it was in Spanish. And so, you know, I was asked to go. Spanish is my second language. And so, yeah, it was good. But I've been doing this for going on my 11th year now of not assisting the march against Monsanto, but just helping people with their health issues. You know, I helped my brother. We got his donated kidney now. My sister-in-law donated my brother one of her kidneys. So remember I mentioned he had polycystic kidney disease? Well, she donated one a few years ago. But through his poor eating habits, he got it down to just slightly under 19% functioning. And so I flew back. He lives in Arkansas. Flew back to Arkansas, and I took him organic aloe vera extract and non-GMO vitamin C, and he was on that. And about a month later, it went up to 24%. Doesn't sound like a lot, but a little at a time.
My grandma, my entire life, her heart worked at like 12%. She was like a medical miracle for 17 years of my life. Her heart, doctors are like, come on, lady, like, what is this? You know, they just, so the body is amazing. It can be very amazing. And what's very important, sorry, there's some critter outside my window. It's very important that we learn how to maintain it. And you mentioned that your brother's health changed when he started eating differently. And so many people report that they notice mood behaviors in their children alone, more attention span, less irritable, less fits, just by switching to an organic diet. And if it makes sense, if we're poisoning ourselves essentially, that when we stop, our bodies are going to work better.
Right, absolutely right. Just remember, whatever you eat, you're going to become whatever it was. If it has high doses in the tissue of the plant or animal that you're eating of toxic substances, whether it be insecticides or herbicides or the genetically modified fruit or vegetable or organism, you know, I think it's going to be released in Canada. I don't know if you heard about it. The genetically modified apple that will not brown. Have you heard about that one? Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can check it out. I may have the file on that. I could send to you. But a genetically modified apple that when it's cut in half or whatever, you can leave it out for 24 hours and it doesn't brown.
See, I have a problem with that. Like,
it's not natural.
No, though that happens so that you can make an indication. Food is a certain way so that you can tell if it's good or bad. Like when you change the food to an extent where you can't tell if it's good or bad, that's pretty bad.
Well, I'll tell you, when I eat an heirloom tomato and then I have a bite of a regular tomato, and nowadays a regular tomato is probably a GM tomato, one that's commercially grown, there's absolutely a huge difference.
Oh yeah.
I'm growing my own vegetables in our backyard right now. All heirloom tomatoes. I got cucumbers, straight eights, a good variety for cucumbers. Mm-hmm. People need to try to, you know, if they have a little spot or even a place where they could put a planter, or I mean like a big pot, you can grow zucchini in a big pot or a tomato.
Yeah, I'm on year 4 of organic gardening, and it's so rewarding. I want to do it all day.
Are you aware, Levant, about the fact that you can get coffee grounds free at Starbucks that are spent, we call them.
Uh-huh. And
they're 10% nitrogen organic fertilizer, and they're good mulch, and they're giving them away. Now you can go to some places where they have a lot of spent coffee grounds that are from organic coffee beans. Now that was even better. Earthworms.
Mm-hmm.
Well, on fields in Iowa where they've been growing year after year the same crop, corn.
Yes,
corn.
It's bad.
And then they're spraying the fields. Remember earlier I mentioned about the Roundup Ready corn? Well, the same company, Monsanto, sells them their Roundup herbicide, and it's sprayed on the whole corn field 3 to 4 times during the growing season. And so it doesn't die, but the residues of that go into the soil, killing the beneficial flora, and also the fauna, the earthworms.
And I want to talk about that. There's a great point that Nick made in the article today. If you don't read any other part of the article, read number 3, because this is important. Glyphosate is being sprayed within 200 feet of nearly 500 schools in the U.S. Over 3,000 of the schools within 1,000 feet. Look at this. This is an interactive map.
I need that.
It's on the antimedia.org, and you can look at every single school in the United States in which these children are being
exposed,
pretty much doused with the probably carcinogenic Roundup glyphosate herbicide, putting thousands of children directly into its crosshairs. So why is that okay?
It's not okay.
Think of all the children who have these behavioral disorders.
Levon.
That is huge. And like, moms, tell moms, you know what I mean? Tell anybody you know with a kid, like, there's this chemical, and like, this is a real thing. Like, what's that going to do?
Well, I'm sending some things on glyphosate Roundup to all of the members of the school board of the school district where I work.
Mm-hmm.
But once I do that, then I'll probably go on and send to, we live here in San Diego area, and so I'll probably be sending it to San Diego Unified school board members as well. It needs to be removed from their purchase orders. You know, they're buying this and spraying it in all of the schools. Exactly like what you said, mm-hmm. Levon, and it's sad.
It is sad because, you know, I'm not going to argue. My main argument against this is we don't know the long-term effects. We're an experiment. And since the 60s, this company has been prevalent in the workings of, gosh, all American lives, it seems. And it seems like our health is declining.
You're absolutely right.
And I'm a health I'm a health professional, and I studied the health of Americans for 15 years, the history of it too. And why do we have the most advanced healthcare in the world, quote unquote, but at the same time, we have some of the most sick people in the world? How did that happen?
Obese.
Obese, yes, obese.
Obesity is rampant in the United States.
Is this what you're doing?
No.
Oh, I'm
sorry. Batteries.
And it's an epidemic. And why are people so unhealthy? What I mean, we die. We have so many heart attacks. We have so many strokes. And people just continually pump themselves with drugs. And they don't look at the things they eat. And we've been taught to live an external life. Do you agree? I mean, you've been around the block a few times. You've seen decades of change. And how were people different when you were growing up in the way they interacted to how they are now? And do you think that plays a role in their health?
Well, yes. Since I'm still presently working in the school district, I see that way different. When I was in high school, they served at lunchtime once a month. That was just a treat. Once a month, pizza. Today, each and every day of the week, these kids are being fed pizza. What's the problem with pizza? The big problem is the cheese that's a derivative of milk, and the milk was a product of cows that ate this poor food. In other words, food that was laden with pesticides, herbicides, and nowadays the Roundup or glyphosate. Glyphosate's, you know, the kind of like the generic name of the active ingredient in Roundup. So, but it's sad, very sad to me. And then a lot of kids, instead of eating a nutritious lunch at school, they're eating Doritos, which are made from the genetically modified corn. It's just overwhelmingly sad.
And that's something we need to mention, is that's one of the scapegoats of this company, and part of their brainwashing attempts is they say, we're going to feed the world. Okay, you're feeding us a byproduct, and you're giving people this byproduct, and you're making thousands upon thousands of subproducts from this product. So essentially, most things that you buy are made with a GMO because it's cheap.
Well, that's the I'm glad you mentioned that, Levon, because it reminds me of how back in the late 60s, for example, Coca-Cola was still using sugar, but then they changed to the high fructose corn syrup.
A byproduct.
It is definitely a byproduct. They take the corn starch from the genetically modified corn, and then they mix chemical enzymes into it, and they create a sweetener that's sweeter than sugar, the same amount, whether it be a teaspoon or a tablespoon, and it's considerably cheaper. And they like both that it's sweeter, and especially like that it's cheaper. And that's, you know, that's going to equate to more profits for them.
And it's important to note that in nature, there's not a profound number of naturally occurring sweet things. We created them. You know what I mean? And why that's important is because your body needs calcium. And typically when you're craving something sweet, you most likely need some sort of calcium. So what's happening here is that people are nutritionally deficient, right? Because they're not eating food that has any value to them. So they're continuously hungry. So they're constantly trying to feed this machine, but they're feeding it the wrong things. And when you eat things with a lot of sugar, you process it differently. And it, you know, you start to metabolize things in a way that's not sufficient to being optimal. So it's just people get caught. My point is people get caught in a cycle of illness.
Maybe at another time, Levon, I can talk to the audience about the, I would call it a scam regarding the calcium and the fact
that I would love that because
I'm about at the point where I need to go out and help the brigade, the light brigade.
Thank you for joining me, Peter. I really appreciate it.
I've enjoyed being with you, Lavon.
You're very knowledgeable, and look forward to having Peter on again. He, like he said, he's been doing over a decade of cancer research, and he knows so much about biology and how taking care of ourselves could be a nice idea. So we'll see you, Peter.
Okay, take care.
And he'll be at the march tomorrow supporting our cause.
Okay, I'll be there. I'll be on this, I'm going to be doing the sound system and kind of like the stage manager.
Awesome. Thank you, Peter.
Bye now.
It's really cool, guys. We got a little mobile studio. I'd love to have somebody call in with an opposing view who likes GMOs. That would be really awesome. Oh, he forgot something. Sorry about the noise. So I want to get back to our article, you guys, because there's some really valid points in here that we didn't cover. We were just getting to point number one here, and Peter supported that the fact that it's proven that glyphosate, the active ingredient that is sprayed all over this crop, is unhealthy, okay? Number two, Monsanto's patented Roundup Ready genetically modified crops have caused an increase in glyphosate. So for somebody who claims to be a sustainable agriculture company because their crops reduce pesticide use, this claim is patently false. Since the advent and implication of Roundup Ready crops, the amount of glyphosate used in agriculture has skyrocketed. Hey, you guys. Sorry about that technical error there. My laptop took a little crash on me. Good thing I have a backup. So we're talking about Monsanto as well as the implications of their herbicides and pesticides. And the fact that for a company that claims to be effective in being more sustainable, We're in fact creating more dependency on their chemicals, which is kind of convenient to them, wouldn't you agree? So, in 2012, according to the Washington State University, herbicide-resistant crop technology has led to a 239 million pound increase in herbicide use in the United States between 1996 and 2011. Overall pesticide use increased by an estimated 183 million pounds, or about 7%. Contrary to often repeated claims that today's genetically engineered crops have and are reducing pesticide use, the spread of glyphosate-resistant weeds and herbicide-resistant weed management systems has brought about the sustainable increases of the number and volumes of herbicides applied. So that's important. We're using more pesticides, not less, which is literally opposite of what these companies claim. And we already went over number three, which is when we talked about how much of this chemical is being sprayed near our children. So even if you feed your child an organic organic diet, when they go to school, they're exposed to these toxins. So we've really got to take a stand in regards to what we allow to occur within the confines of the people who we entrust within our protection. I really do truly believe that it's kind of an experiment. Number four, according to this article, goes on to say that Monsanto's chemical exploits from decades ago are still impacting global ecosystems. So that's my point is it's apparent that they have an ill agenda, and they have from day one. We've spent enough lives. We've sacrificed enough people. It's time to make a change. All I would like to know is this genetically altered or not? And I'd like to speak for a great deal of people I know tomorrow who are going to go be active in their communities all around the world. They want that same right. They just want to know what they're eating. You know, I didn't ask to be born here. I was born here. And I don't think it's fair that I came into a world where I was constantly going to be hindered in the sense that you can't trust your air, you can't trust your water, you can't trust your food source. That's not the type of world I want to live in. And the only way it's going to change is if we change our mind about what we're willing to accept. You allowing people to treat you a certain way is you setting a stage for the amount of respect that you desire. So I encourage you to take a stance in your personal health. Take a responsible role in your well-being as a human who is functioning on this planet. Life's not happening to you. Life is happening for you. Don't you want to be the best you possible? Well, you can be. And it starts with becoming an ideal version via the things you're made of. And you get to choose that. Isn't that amazing? You can drink clean water. You can breathe good air. You know, it's good to travel a little bit within your city, be in different elevations and be near the water, essential oils even if you can't get access to good clean air, breathing in different essential oils is very beneficial, or rubbing them on the bottom of your feet, or doing something to increase the toxins to release from your body, whether it's a massage or acupuncture or yoga or meditation. There are many things that you can do to benefit your health and well-being. And I encourage you to do them because you can take a supportive role in your health. You don't have to be subject to anybody's conditioning. And that's essentially what's happening is we're having a decline in our health over time because of conditioning. And Monsanto has been in the business and of developing and manufacturing chemicals for a long time. And one of their most notorious exploit was a chemical known as Arosilers, or PBs, I'm sorry, PCBs for short. Arosilers is a chemical created by Monsanto and was used in many industrial processes. It is now known that PCBs cause various severe health conditions, including cancer to both animals and humans, according to the EPA. The city of San Diego launched a lawsuit against Monsanto in March of this year because Monsanto manufactured PCBs have polluted the entire San Diego Bay. This is my hometown, and despite the chemicals being banned since 1979, they continue to plague the world ecosystems because they break down extremely slow while being absorbed and transferred through the entire food chain. Experts believe that there will eventually be hundreds of lawsuits against Monsanto and other manufacturers in the U.S. alone due to this widespread pollution. Perhaps the most revealing insight from Monsanto's handling of PCBs and their aerosolers, I don't know how to say that, comes from their own internal documents. This is important, you guys. There's a link in here to these internal documents. And you can see that Monsanto knew about the risks. And it didn't curtail their use. So how can a corporation knowingly sell a chemical that is damaging to the human form and get away with it? Well, I'm going to tell you why. A lot of the same guys who are on the board of directors for Monsanto are also the same people who who manage the FDA. So it's really important to get involved in your community, vote with your dollars, be proud of being in charge of your health and wellness, and more importantly, do some research if you're inclined to know more about how you can get involved, not only in your community, but in bettering yourself. Because regardless if you believe anything I said in regards to the effects tonight of said chemicals, I encourage you to form your own opinions based on your own subjective research, because all science points to the fact that this is not good. And we're still seeing the long-term effects of the other chemicals that this company has produced. And why are we going to let them continue to expose us to their chemicals? It's not okay. It's not going to stand, and people all over the world are going to march. And I'm really, really excited because tomorrow we're bringing together a community, and we're going to teach people about gardening, and we're going to have family-oriented activities. We're gonna host a lot of different booths, people from around the city sharing awareness and their ideas in regards to health. We're gonna have, I think there's a giant bug in here. Sorry guys, I think I'm getting attacked by a bug. Don't come in here, bug. So do you wanna spend the last few minutes on the show? Come inside this little studio here. So we're going to have one more guest. This is a lady who's actually been influencing me my entire life. She's an activist. Her name is Bobby Miller. So you are standing out in the rain tonight. My computer died, but we're still live. You were just out in the light brigade here, sharing with the city information about Monsanto. Can you tell the people your name and why you do what you do?
My name is Bobby Miller, and I and my five grandchildren, ranging from 6 to 13, came out here because we believe that we have to stand up against Monsanto. Indeed, it's the only thing that has ever made change, is for people to rise up and let their voices be heard. The rain was nothing compared to what Monsanto is doing to us.
That is profound. You're right. I've been talking about glyphosate and the chemicals that are actually being sprayed on our food and the long-term effects scientifically. They're poisoning us.
Yeah.
You have five babies here.
I have five grandchildren, actually six. One is in Germany. And in Germany, Monsanto is not getting their way. Monsanto GMOs are not allowed. And it's really sad that in America, land of the free, we're not free to know what's in our food. They have to label mattresses. They have to label what's in your pajamas, the fire retardants. But they don't label what's in our food. It's ridiculous. You know, our youth are suffering from it. And it really concerns me. And all the way over here, I talked to my grandchildren about it, and they just couldn't believe it. My six-year-old says, "Why doesn't our government stop it?"
And I just made that point before you came into the little studio here, is that the reason that Monsanto gets away with this is because the FDA are the same people. And people got to vote with their dollars, and your voice matters. You got to get up and you got to stand up. You said that, and it's true. You can make a difference. Who knows how many thousands of people are going to go home just from this action tonight.
That's right.
And they're going to go, what the hell are these people doing out in the rain? What is so important?
Well, the first thing we have to do is wake people up, because people don't understand what's going on. I have people tell me all the time, our government would never allow somebody to poison us. So we have to wake people up. I'm hoping that by being out here, they will see the signs, Monsanto, and a lot of those people will go home and say, what are they talking about, this Monsanto? I keep hearing about it. Mm-hmm. I want them to Google it. I want them to find out everything they can about it. And Monsanto is investing big money to keep this from us.
It's true.
And the reason our government is letting it go through, Michael Taylor, who's the head of the FDA, worked for Monsanto. Clarence Thomas, the mm-hmm. head of the Supreme Court Justice, mm-hmm. worked for Monsanto. They are strategically placing people at the heads of our government. This is all a plan.
It's not an accident.
No, it's not an accident. This has been planned out since the early 50s when they first started coming, putting this stuff into high fructose corn syrup and all this into our food. It's not accidentally. It didn't just happen.
And this is why I'm in this movement is I watch the most influential women in my life. You know, my rock, my foundation disintegrate from eating this. I call it Frankenfood food. It's like food. It's disgusting. And she should still be here, but she's not. You know what I mean? Like, we shouldn't have to bury our loved ones because you're literally hindering yourself. Instead of helping ourselves by this eating this food that's supposed to nourish us, we're hindering ourselves. And that's a horrible tragedy that someone thinks they're caring for their being and they're not. It is the ultimate disgrace.
Right. Right.
And you know, my poor grandma, she could be out. Well, but she's not. So, I'ma let them know, no, through the stereo. Yo, here we go through the stereo.